Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 9th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about corruption.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voaindebele.com.
What is there is that this team is there, it's looking into the processes, and we've advised that there should be an audit, whether it's a remuneration audit or a forensic audit, but an audit that should be able to say, you earned so much, how did you earn? Who gave you permission? That sort of, we don't want it to be done here, say why. People are saying it was there, the two people agreed in the board. We want it to be properly followed and with speed. So we're giving them timelines that look, by such and such a date, we want this done, by such a, we want a schedule so that we don't have rumors circulating. We want a proper audit that will then reveal what was happening.
Kwada cha sarudzwa ichi tachiona kuti chanonoka kuti chinge chiripo naizvo zvinozviona kuti zvinoratidza kuti hurumende yedu iyi pari zvino izvi haisi kutora nyaya dzeuori nemazvo nekuti komiti yaiswa pari zvino izvi yauya patora nguva vanhu vezimbabwe vakamirira kuti vangaone pane chinogona kunge chichiitwa kuti zvakanga zvichikanganisika mupismas zvagadziriswa
nyacherebise kakuru izimbabwe iiizvo okuna vantu avanya vasala
Once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about attempts by government to fight corruption that has now become a cancer.
Health Minister Dr. David Pararanyatwa today told the parliamentary committee that he has set up a committee to clean up the mess at SIMAS, warning that those who looted funds from the Medical Aid Society risk being arrested.
Yesterday, Zimra boss Geshe Mpasi also said that the Revenue Authority is going to probe all the top executives who are alleged to have paid themselves huge salaries without paying tax. And also, Parliament yesterday vowed that it will ensure that those who are accused of having looted state funds be arrested.
But some Zimbabweans are skeptical that the government is serious about fighting corruption.
Of course, we want to hear what you think about the latest attempts by government to fight corruption. Gibbs, nasi tlautinge chitaura ninyadze the word.
Yeah, kunjalo ke mfowethu sitsike sikhulume ngokuthi kanti kuhamba njani njengoba nje abantu bethanda ukuthi bazibambele abakufunayo kumbe baphonguqambula nje umuntu aziqambulele imali azidlele. Sizwile ke ukuthi uDr. David Pararanyatwa ubekhuluma edale leParliament lamhla isithi hayi laba kusimasi abangazani batshontshe imali bazatshona kuphakathi balakho ukuthi babotshwe bangabotshwa kwanibala umthetho suzabona ukuthi wenziwa njani. Kube sokubuya ke nxa sisusacabanga ke sizwile ukuthi uGeshe Mpasi yena umqondisi weZimra uthe la uza kuhlolisisa ukuthi abakhulu laba babezinika imali kambe babebhadala yini ama-tax. Kukhanya ngazani abaningi babangabhatali blessing. Uzuza imali eningi kakhulu wena ozuza i-$200 bayisha hafu emthelweni ba. But nxa uzuza 500,000 no cent. So akuzibona ukuthi kuhamba njani khonapo.
Hongoka hama dzadiwa nhasi tinoda kuti tinge tichitarisa nenyaya dzehori sezviri kutaurwa naGibbs. Takatarisa zviri kuedza kuitwa nehurumende kuti igadzirise dambudziko irori nhasi mudare reparamende gurukota rinoona nezveutano Dr. David Pararanyatwa vazivisa nyika kuti ivo vakaomba komiti ichaongorora nekuedza kuchenura zvanga zvichiitwa kupeace masuko zvekuti mukuru wepismas vakathbert dube vari kupomerwa mhosva iwo yekuti vanga vachidya zvavo noriva kunyange zvazvo vanhu vanga vachibhadhara mari dzekuti vange vachirapwa kupismas ikokuku vanga vachitadza kurapwa nekuti sangano iri ranga riine zvikwereti zvakati wandisei Gibbs nyaya iri kunetsa vamwe vari kuti mugonzo mudura mapinda gonzo.
Yeah, kunjalo
kuti if of your granary.
Wagere kudwa pakati.
Yes.
Kambile void.
Indeed.
Ba salad no zambali pakati.
Ndonya iri kunetsa iyoyo saka parada kuedza kuti pagadziriswe kuti dambudziko irori ringange richigadziriswa sei. And I think we have our first guest Mr. Bolisani Ncube, who is a Bulawayo based businessman. Mr. Ncube, good evening.
Good evening.
And thank you so much once again for joining us. Now, Mr. Ncube, we have been talking even on this program for a month or so now about this issue of corruption, especially the so-called Salarygate scandal, which saw some chief executive officers allegedly giving themselves huge salaries, and workers were going for, say, 9 months in the case of the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation without pay, yet their CEO was earning a huge sums of money. And the government has vowed that it is going to clean up the mess. Are you satisfied with what the government has done so far?
I doubt the necessity of government to deal with the issue of corruption. Uh-huh. In my honest opinion, corruption in this country has been so epidemic to an extent, I'll say to most of us, it's now like oxygen. If you remove it, a lot of us will definitely die.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, if you check it properly, you will realize that those who are said to, who are supposed to be dealing with corruption are the corrupt individuals themselves.
Uh-huh.
Then the million-dollar question is, then it comes in to say, who will have got the gas?
Uh-huh.
I will tell you to say, it would be dishonest of the highest order. And for the last month or so, since the so-called Salarygate scandal came out, not even one minister, because we're saying all these parastatals fall under a minister and a permanent secretary. Not even one minister, not even one permanent secretary has been able to come and say, we did not know this thing was happening. That's the point. It is no one. And the fact that they have not been able to say, we did not know this was happening, it follows they knew. And then one could say, if they knew, what did they do? They didn't do anything. You are seeing these guys, eh? The top guy is becoming stinch rich. And I'm not even sure whether you can have paper trail of how they accumulated their wealth since they became ministers. And that is very, very worrying. And this is why I'm saying there is no way this government, come rain, come sunshine, can deal with the issues around corruption. It doesn't work. It will never happen. Because they are corrupt, and the system is so corrupt downwards. Unless if the only way to deal with corruption in this country is probably to get rid of the old generation and start afresh. The human race. Of course, that's what would be possible. But everybody is corrupt.
Very radical proposal.
Where they like to go to the money, or they have got the riches which they are rich. No one can explain it. This is why you then find somebody demanding a facilitation fee of 165 million. And the million-dollar question is, what did he do to get 65 million? This is the thing. This is a company. And then if you go back to the companies, the way the CEOs are involved, their action, I've checked it, it is criminal, and I would have expected them to have been arrested. Remember, in an organization, there is a board. The board is appointed by the annual general meeting. And the AGM is the highest decision-making body of any organization. And one of the items which are supposed to be included in an annual general meeting is remuneration of top executives. Check all the AGM notices and minutes. There is nothing of that nature in their agendas. What tells you is that these guys have short-circuited the AGM. And their actions, because the institution of the AGM is a legal institution, they short-circuited that, and that means their actions were illegal and they should have been long arrested. The fact that they have not been arrested, when it's clear their actions are illegal, it then shows that this government is not prepared to deal with corruption. And this brings us to the fact believing politicians from the opposition were saying, no. The ministers knew the salaries were given so that during the era of the inclusive government, the parties and the people would then be able to get funds via these CEOs. So that's the argument which the opposition is giving. And one is almost forced to buy that because no one has been arrested, despite a clear case of an illegal and unlawful act in our those salaries. That's my point.
Thank you for that assessment, Gibson.
Yeah, ubambe khona phonga ikhatshana Mnumzana Ncube. Silolula ngelihle eSouth Africa. La ngelihle ungawutshona njani?
Phila baba, linjani?
Hayi, siphilile. Kunjani lapho khona khonapho?
Hayi, kungcono baba.
Yeah, ungaphi? SeJozi?
SeLimpopo.
Oh, kuthini eLimpopo?
Hayi, kungcono.
Yeah, akutsho nathi udaba uyaluzwa lapha Mnumzana. So ungathini ngakhona oku kwenzakalayo?
Wazi u Nomzana lo uthe ngubaba Ncube.
Yeah, ubulisana Ncube, yeah.
Wazi he has summarized everything that many, he has exactly said everything and made it everything clear. It is very shocking ukuthi the allegations laid upon Cuthbert Dube. He was further appointed again to head Izifa at someone who is facing such allegations of abusing the funds of the public to that extent, but he has been appointed again and given the highest post again, like the same post again that was having medical aid. That is very, very shocking. And no one has stood up amongst the responsible authorities to challenge that. They are all quiet as if nothing has happened, as if they have never heard anything. Guys, we are wasting our time. This is a pattern stick, a corruption from Robert Mugabe himself to the lowest office as ZANU-PF, to the lowest member as ZANU-PF. We will never do anything about these guys. The only way out of this thing is to kick them out of power, from the president himself down to the last member of his ZANU-PF. Otherwise, we're talking over the radio like this, we are wasting our time. Because these guys are rich. They are thinking of riches, which they amassed in very corrupt ways. We have the issue of the president himself that was being talked about the people who were being evicted from the farms. Someone who is the president of the country, who is brave to go and evict the people in order to amass more wealth in addition to what he is having. That is very, very surprising. So that is why they are not even saying anything about this thing of corruption. Look at Chombo. He has wealth that most of the people don't have in this world in terms of our assets. How did he amass that wealth? Can he give us the history of him amassing that wealth up until to get where he is today? He can't even produce even one document to prove that he amassed that wealth legally. So that is why they are very quiet about it, and we are just wasting our time. They are just giving each other corruption, working into their pockets, doing whatever they want as if that country is further shop. Anyway, let them do it's their time. But there is a stupid day that is waiting them.
But
it is just by the corner.
You also suggested that they should be kicked out of power. In brief, do you think that's possible anytime soon?
No. It's not possible because they are even using corruption to retain power. So it's not possible. that country is just on the verge of a crisis. That is going to be a perennial crisis, that country. Well, they have been kicked out of power in a proper way, but because of the corruption that they have cultivated in the party, you can't kick them out of power. So I really can't exactly know what can be done. The only thing that can happen to these guys, let me just warn them, God is watching each and everything that they are doing. And all the things that they are doing, they are being recorded with terrible exactness. One day they will give an account to what they are doing. I can't believe it, Ukaspet Dube. He can use the monies of the poorest of the poor to do his own things, yet people are dying in hospitals, medical aid failing to pay. Yet he's getting $300,000 US dollar a month. What
will you
block? Yes,
I was calling him. Nomzana Lagelite in South Africa. Thank you very much and have a wonderful evening.
That is very shocking for it. Very, very shocking. I shiver if I'm talking about that.
I can't even swallow that.
We are also now being joined by our second guest, Mr. Alois Chaumba, who is the Regional Programs Manager, Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa. Mr. Chaumba, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us. And now, Mr. Chaumba, ever since there were these reports of the so-called salary gate scandal, do you think the government is doing enough to arrest this problem of corruption?
Thank you very much for bringing me into the program. Like I said before, when this broke out, I listened that the government has no political will to do corruption because it's also entangled in the way of corruption through its functionaries that man in companies like what is happening in most of these in companies. Therefore, for the government to tackle corruption when it is very, organizational structure that is allowing all the red states to become very, very difficult. So I agree with what my two other friends have said that we need a very strong civil society organization that is capacitate the citizens of this country to demand accountability, transparency from their service providers. Without that, it is very, very, very difficult for the rest of the people who are subjected to service delivery. If these guys do not be held accountable to the people who provide them with the resources, in the current scenario, we see that the appointees, the most cases, who do not have any very addition to the organization that they serve, they are accountable to the appointing authorities, not to the service provider who provides the type of the resources that they use or they are meeting. So I don't believe that the ignorance is that it is being enough to study corruption again. I remember in this very platform, when we were interviewing the country's population from the Bulgari Bumbo, that they would set up a piece of cabinet that up to now, we have not seen the biting teeth from this in our high school. So, in a nutshell, I can say we are doing this, we are doing certain things because, in fact, that the government is serious about inciting corruption because there is no tangible evidence on the ground that it is doing so.
Thank you, Mr. Please, just stay on the line. I just want to quickly take a caller. We'll come back to you. Tina Mkoma Ashe Omagadi.
Hey, Magadi.
Tirina, nikuti sei kuchipingo. Muri kuona sei nyaya yecorruption nyaya dzehori dzi muhurumende. Mukati hurumende iri kugadzirisa here dambudziko iri kana kuti ratokomba.
Nyaya yekugadzirisa vangadaro kugadzirisa asi vakatonoka kudai nekuti vakatorera imbwa nemukaka saka vakurumwa nadzo nazvino vakuchema-chema manje. Ngati panguva yehurumende yebatanidzo vakaita vakataurwa kuti no tine vanhu vari kuhama redzakawanda vari kudini vari kuzvitambirisa kana kuti vari kutotambira vasingatozvisevenzi zvichitotambira mari dzacho vakatadza kuti
Saka idambudziko rakomba rakunetsa kugadzirisa.
Rakunetsa nokuti apa plus manje chakuita ndekuti manje vanhu vakusara vakatosimba simba vacho ndo vari kubata plus nokuti vakanyambobaka akazi wakaba mari yakatifake simba vanatendera nehacho yavo vanoziva vaiza mazi dzakawanda but zvizvi soka wakatsigirwa nemutungamiri wei uri kagovernment yavo kuti ari aramba ari saka zvinonetsa kuti vati vangabudisa rozi vakatowanda vachiri kubuda vakuru vakuru vacho yavo kwete vadiki vari kubudiswa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ashe nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about corruption and of course the figures that were released by the cabinet itself after conducting some investigations demonstrate, for example, that the former Premier Service Medical Aid Society or PISMA CEO Cuthbert Dube and 535,500 a month. That is with benefits of $305,000. And then he was followed, of course, by Net One boss Reward Kangai, who was earning $43,693, made up of a basic pay of $10,126. And allowances of 33,567. And then there was the ZBC boss who has also been suspended. That is Hepson Muchechetere. He was earning $37,050 a month. And there's also John Chikura of the Deposit Protection Corporation. That is DPC. And he was earning 36,359 a month.
Gibbs. So, I was reading an article in the Herald today. You know, it says it was quoting former High Court Judge Justice Moses Chinengo. He was saying that Parliament should actually enact a law that actually centers around the conduct of ministers, vice presidents, their deputies, and permanent secretaries. So, he says this corruption that is being talked about is stemming from lack of that kind of code of conduct. Because he says Section 106 of the Constitution actually stipulates that Parliament should enact a law that actually goes around this kind of code of conduct. So at the end of the day, he says the Salarygate scandal is an indication that all is not well in the government. So if you've got that kind of code of conduct, it may end up blocking this kind of corruption. And then he put a very good example of a person who's working for the Higher Education Examinations Council. So he says this person is in charge of the database of the organization, but is not qualified. So he's only a qualified automobile machinist. You know a machinist in the automobile sector. You know, this person is in charge of bolts and other things, right? But this guy is in charge of examinations, the whole database of the Minister of Higher Education. So he says this is corruption of the highest order. So at the end of the day, he says, let's have this code of conduct, protect the vice presidents, protect the ministers, permanent secretaries, and all those people so that they're accountable, transparent, and they've got some bit of integrity. So I think maybe it works. So Mr. Ngube, do you think that can be a way to actually bring these people to book?
Yes, I think that is very, very critical in the long overdue. I will probably remember in the good old days, I was a young man growing up then, ZANU-PF used to have what was known as the leadership court. It was, well, differently, but it was almost something like that. But it's because they realized the leadership court was putting a lot of things at times which was actually preventing them from getting rich when they are actually superintending over so much riches of a country. They then did away with that. Now that the constitution is clear, it either has to come up with a law which will regulate that. Everywhere in the world, the ministers of employment in most countries, they will have to take care of the assets. But at the end of the day, you have to have the separate training to say, well, this minister came in, he ate so much. He earned so much over that period, and he has accumulated this much. Is there a relationship between the two? Yes, no. But in our case, these guys would not want to have it because it will expose them. It will expose them big time, and this is what they don't want. Like I've put before to say, the ministers in charge of various government bodies or government organizations which had this salary agreement have not stood up and said, no, we didn't know this was even hidden from us. It looked like they knew. You've got a case in point. You've got the number, the Arabic Town Cat. His employer, that is the Council of Sustainability, the minister defends him. And then what are you saying then? The minister, which means he was aware of the salary, he is justifying it. So you then need this kind of a court which will guide these guys. Unfortunately, as it stands now, in the last 34 years, there has never been a bill generated from Parliament. All the bills are generated by the executive, and the Parliament only endorses them. And there has never been a private member's bill, despite that the Constitution does allow them that they bring these things. So you then have a problem now to say, are you then saying the guys who are benefiting from this debt system are then going to come up with a bill and send it to Parliament, which will punish them? That can happen. Because they will be fearing that this bill will punish them, and once it starts punishing them, they may find themselves being arrested. And that is their major one.
Thank you, Mr. Ngobe. Please do stay on the line. And Gibbs, let's quickly read what some people are saying on WhatsApp. I see people have responded on WhatsApp and Facebook as well.
Yes.
Let's start with Reverend S. Wowe on WhatsApp. He says, these executives must be arrested for robbing the nation. They were giving themselves these insane salaries, actively and consciously running down the economy and the companies they were heading. These guys are enemies of the nation. And surprisingly, Cuthbert or Keshbed Dube has been given yet another tenure to continue running down Zifa. And Mugabe is silent about all this. Mbava ngadzisungwe idzimani. Crispin says, corruption in society. Fungai J says, that's why our country is not rising. Daniel says, that's inhuman and very selfish of some individuals. Agrippa says, those who are very corrupt and greedy are destroying our country and our life. Let them face the full wrath of the law. Reward says, ZANU-PF is the most ideal party because they can manipulate people who are dull. The people never learn. For how many years has it promised the electorate what never occurs or materializes? And they will always believe their lies come election time.
Now, on Facebook, we've got several messages. One of them is from Paul, who says, greed is killing our country. Then we've got Oscar, who says, all this is daylight robbery. Philip Makwisa writes, in Zimbabwe, some of the people are earning more than 3 million rands a month. Some of the civil servants are paid monies that are below the poverty tatum line. I left teaching for South Africa, for South African firms, because they were taking my money, giving these guys. Some of the trained good workers are leaving the country because of poor salaries, but some are earning this much. Please, guys, stop this cruel work. Stop this nonsense and madness so that we will share what belongs to our Zimbabwe. We want to work at home, not in other people's countries. Then I've got a clear monarchy who writes, how do we know they have been slashed if we are not seeing any change and development in the economy? Yeah, this ZANU-PF is taking us for fools. Then lastly, Spongozi, these guys must be arrested, period.
Mr. Chaumba and Mr. Ngube, please do stay on the line. Nemutereri wedu mukoma Cosmas Rambai Makabata Parunare. We just want to take this opportunity to thank and say good night to our radio listeners. But as you know, by now, we are streaming live. Simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. Saying good night to our radio listeners, this is Blessing Zulu.
And Mr. Tlatshoyo, okay. The Voice of America.